This is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from the show.
All right. I know this is early, but this is the type of question that only Big Karwowski, Mixed Marketing Director, can answer, because I don't have the answer to this.
All right.
I have the answers to very few things around here, and I don't have the answer to this either. Hi, Big Karwowski.
Hey, good morning.
You prepared to answer questions bright and early this morning?
Sure. Bring them.
Just you and Mike sitting there trying to get through the day.
Exactly.
Mike's his dog.
Oh.
Mike the dog.
Oh, I thought you were talking like Mikey cereal or something.
No,
I don't know.
Mike the dog.
Okay, cool.
Big Karwowski, I got a hey, I was wondering question from Ivan, okay?
Yep.
We lead off with, hi, Eric. Since the pandemic has canceled many summer events, will it cancel the bags tournament you kicked off last year? Just wondering, Ivan. Oh. I was just wondering, much like Ivan, will it? Has there been any conversation? Are we still holding fast?
We've had several conversations with the Village of Rosemont, and, you know, we're monitoring the situation. You know, ideally, in a perfect world, the bags tournament was like mid-June, but we're in discussions. If it can't happen in mid-June, we would push it to a late summer, maybe early fall.
Oh,
event.
Wow. Okay. All
so
right.
We still have it on the calendar. It's just we have to move based on what we're presented in the current environment.
Understood.
Right.
Yeah, I, of course, kicked off last year's Eric in the Morning, Hey, Grab Your Bags, Pal tournament. Of course, many people call it cornhole.
Yeah.
It's played in parking lots around the greater Chicagoland area for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years.
In alleys, pretty much wherever you can find some space.
We decided to create a tournament out of it. Last year, Andy Grammer performed at the tournament. It was the first beautiful day of the year. It went seamlessly. And it really is the picture-perfect example of social distancing, because people are far away from each other throwing beanbags.
That's true. I hadn't thought about it that way.
Yeah.
They're 30-some feet apart.
Right.
Throwing beanbags.
Right.
Yep.
Right. So it does fit that criteria, but we'll have to see what else we can make happen. So as of right now, you would call it a holding pattern?
Correct.
Okay.
Active but holding.
Active but holding. So not canceled. We're not Ravinia. We haven't canceled.
No. No, no, no.
Okay.
No.
We're still in the holding process.
Okay, well, at least that's good.
Yeah,
I can take that. Yeah, let's try to keep it on the books.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. How long have they said, has the company said yet, when you will be allowed to return to the radio station?
No, they have not mentioned anything of that nature.
Hasn't even come up in conversation. The grab your bags has,
no.
But coming back to work has not.
Correct.
I gotcha.
Correct.
All right.
Yeah.
You're getting a little antsy at home?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think so. Every time I see him on a Zoom meeting, he looks pretty comfortable sequestered back
in
his
office.
I think
he's made to work from home.
Like his guitar's in the background,
I think
in his element.
Yeah, I don't think he misses going to the train at ungodly hours and sitting on a train and making a walkthrough. I don't think he misses
any
of that.
But Big Karwowski, I miss you being here in the office when I run by and then say hi and then get my coffee, and now it's just empty.
Yep.
But we turned your office into a little staff lounge, if you don't mind. Is that cool?
Yeah.
That's fine. Just make sure my pen set is.
Right, we took down all of your Canadian band posters, and we've replaced them with a bunch of
other
things.
We really had to make it our own, at least while you're gone.
Yeah, and you know
that's
went through
fine.
The drawers.
Hey, I'm here to accommodate you guys.
Yeah.
Well, that's all that matters.
You know, you're right. I can tell.
All right, thank you. Have a great
day.
That's all I got.
That's it?
Yeah, that might be,
for this?
I won't lie to you. That might be it for today. That's kind of how I feel about it. That might be the extent of what we do today, what just happened. We're just going to replay that every break we have from here on out. All right.
I'm glad I could help.
See you later. All right. We're getting answers slowly but surely around here on The Mix. Boy, this week looks a lot like the last five and the next four.
Oh, that's a fun
except for these things. Things to look forward to. That's what we're shooting for. 312-233-1019. Top three things you can look forward to this week. Peggy.
Being off on Saturday.
Being off work?
Yeah.
You've been working nonstop every day?
Today's my first day off in a couple of days, so.
Aha. All right, so you can look forward to being off work on Saturday.
All right.
All right. Lynn.
I'm putting a new roof on my garage.
There you go. All right.
Ooh, that is a feel good.
All right, classy stuff, classy stuff. New roof on the garage. When does that work begin?
On Saturday morning.
Ah, so you got to wait all the way till Saturday looking at your old roof.
Yeah.
Hang in there. Hang in there. 312-233-1019. Looking forward to what, Brian?
Planning my two-year-old's birthday parade.
Birthday parade.
Birthday parades, they're so common now. They're so normal.
How does the fire department find the time for all of these things?
It's amazing.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it's awesome.
And at number three, looking forward to what, Mary?
I am looking forward to my new job that I start today.
Starting a new job. As the unemployment numbers skyrocket, given what's going on in the world, you've been able to locate a new job. What are you doing?
I am an executive assistant, and I will be, I've been unemployed for 3 months, and look at this.
Are you going into work today, or are you starting your new job from your couch?
Starting my new job from my dining room table.
Aha, there it is.
Nice. You bucking the trend.
As opposed to number two, Denise.
I was furloughed, so I'm going back to work right now.
Going back to work. Yay!
Oh, well,
going back
great.
To work today. Heading into wherever you work?
I work at a surgery center, so I'm an OR nurse.
I gotcha. So the electives are coming back.
Yes, thank God.
There
That's
you
a
go.
Good sign.
What kind of surgeries will you be doing today?
Cataracts.
Cataract Day. Give it up for cataracts today.
That's serious stuff. My mom got one of those.
Yeah, you've never looked forward to having a cataract more. And finally, in at number one, something to look forward to, it's got to be Tara.
Yeah, I'm starting my first nursing job today.
Look at that.
Way to go.
You are
36 minutes. So.
Going right onto the front line. We appreciate all the work you're about to undertake.
And it is National Nurses Week, so I don't know where, but you go check it out. You'll get free stuff.
For sure.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
What kind of nursing are you doing?
ER
nursing.
Oh, man, right on the front line.
Count
a long
up,
day.
Get the PPE going. We're thinking about you. Nicely done, Tara. Let's find out what's happening in the world around us. You all set to go, Melissa?
All set to go.
All right. Top three things trending on Twitter at number three.
All right, so Madonna was seen flouting social distancing rules and attended photographer and filmmaker Stephen Klein's birthday party over the weekend. Basically, she was seen hugging him and presenting him with this big, fancy COVID-19 cake. Last week, Madonna tested positive for antibodies to the virus, she said. She was going to breathe in the COVID-19 air, so she decided she didn't need to worry too much, so she attended that party, and there was no social distancing in the works, so she doesn't care.
Madonna.
She's weird.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
So the weekend's Blinding Lights dance challenge is still taking TikTok by storm, and everyone on Twitter is talking about it. It's just not dying down. That challenge had more than 105 million views on TikTok. There are some fun videos of dads doing the dance, supermarket workers. There's a group of construction workers outside on a building. They're wearing their orange vests. Even ambulance workers are doing it. The dance started a couple months ago, but it's still really going strong. And people on Twitter talking about it and loving it. And you can also go on TikTok and learn how to do the dance yourself.
It's so hard not to want to do it when you see everyone doing it because it's an easy dance.
What's it called?
It's just the Blinding Light.
It's the weekend song, Blinding Lights.
But they haven't named the dance?
I don't think so. You just kind of follow along on TikTok. I don't know.
Got it.
But I think you could do it. I think we all could do it.
I think they're just calling it the Weekend Blinding Lights Dance Challenge.
Yeah, they got to come up with a shorter
name.
Needs
a more creative one, too. Yeah.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
So Katy Perry took to social media this weekend to express gratitude because she says she loses sight of gratitude sometimes. She talked about not being able to have a baby shower. She had to postpone her wedding, all of that. So she's just taking things one day at a time and trying to keep optimistic for the future. Katie and Orlando Bloom are expecting their first child this summer and were supposed to be married in Japan this year, but that got put on hold because of coronavirus and then is going to be rescheduled sometime next year in 2021.
All right. Thank you, Melissa. Melissa, even if she won't admit it, who used to be all uptight and not wanting to hear anything about sex, then when she says something about sex, we go, look how much you've changed. She goes, no, I haven't, not at all, not at all. I don't know what you're talking about. That's just what I am now about. So I was wondering, anybody listening who knows what the best part is about getting involved in a relationship right out of the gate? You would say what, Christine?
I think it would be just being able to kiss them whenever you want because, you know, in the beginning you can't. And so, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I like that because you don't have to hold back if you don't want to. You know, in the very beginning, it's like, should you or shouldn't you?
So you're still holding back on that, right?
Yeah. I mean, but it's nice, like,
so
when you don't have to normally do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Speaking of the high, hi, Matthew.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. The best part?
Well, just like what you were just saying, it's like being on a high. Mm-hmm. that you feel anything is possible. You either want to sit and talk to her for hours or take her up to the bedroom.
Oh, hey. Oh, wow. Hey.
Look at
up to the bedroom. Wow. Woo. Pump the brakes. And finally, Jake.
Hi there.
Best part about being in a new relationship?
I would have to say not having to take care of yourself.
Finally. And by that, you mean you can really let yourself go without any repercussions?
Any sense of the word.
All right.
We'll go with that one then.
Yeah, that's what he's trying to say.
Gotcha. That's perfect.
Yeah.
All right. It's a brand new week. Let's get this started the right way by recognizing our restaurant of the day and getting out and supporting them over the lunch hour today. We got it going last week. Featured three different restaurants last week on three different days. As we continue into this week, having an opportunity to meet some of these small business owners, these restaurateurs who've been in business for so long in your community, always there for you, became a resting spot or a settling spot for you and your family. And now, during these difficult times when you can't go in and have a meal, you can still continue to support by ordering online, doing curbside pickup, and that's what we want to have happen today.
Right.
Definitely.
Today's featured restaurant of the day is in Lake Bluff on Scranton Avenue, Bluffington's Cafe.
Bluffington's.
Bluffington's Cafe on Scranton Avenue in Lake Bluff. Its owner, Doug, joins us now. Hi, Doug.
How you doing? Thank you, Eric. We really appreciate you guys helping out small businesses.
You know, Doug, you should know that we received many, many emails at takeout at WTMX.com about Bluffington's Cafe. You have a very loyal, loyal clientele.
Well, very heartwarming. Thank you.
Now, how long have you been in business in Lake Bluff?
Well, my business partner, Derek, and I have been there 22 years.
Wow. That's great.
Wow.
And, yeah, thank you.
And what does Bluffington serve? What are you famous for? What's your signature?
Well, you know, we're open from 7 to 3. We have some awesome breakfast sandwiches that we do in the morning, as well as omelets and coffee drinks. But we're really, really known for our lunch. A variety of sandwiches such as a fat salad, Doug's Club, chicken melts, tuna melts, Italian beef, the chicken cranberry salad. But I'd have to say the Doug's Club is probably our most famous sandwich.
And who's that named after?
you have to know someone to get that
sandwich.
A sandwich named after you.
I got you.
I'm working on an Eric sandwich.
That would be a huge seller. Doug's Club sounds great. And you said salads and all sorts of different lunch options. Because what we were hoping to do, Doug, is get everybody to stop by Bluffington's Cafe in Lake Bluff today over the lunch hour. Order online. If you want to find out what they're serving at Bluffington's Cafe, take a look at the menu, learn a little bit about it. You can text the word takeout to 60123. You'll get a link to Bluffington's Cafe. And then we would love to get everybody to order online, head out for lunch today in Lake Bluff, and stop by. We'll have the Mixed Road crew on site from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. detailing all of it. It would be great to get a whole bunch of cars lined up for curbside service. How's the past month been for you guys, Doug?
Well, you know, the past month's been a little airy, but we miss our customers. We miss them coming in, sitting down, enjoying their meal. We miss their company, you know, the stories, the laughter inside the restaurant. We miss their beautiful smiles, you know, with all these masks that people are wearing nowadays. It's, you don't really get to see too many smiles out there, so we're just waiting and for that day where everyone can take their mask off and get back to the norm.
It sounds like the way you describe it there.
You know, we're hanging in there. We got we really have a great family base. Our clientele, customers, the community here in Lake Bluff has been supporting us unbelievably, and it's just so heartwarming that you have this kind of love and support out there. So I really appreciate and thank not only you guys, but the community, friends, and family.
It really is. The way I was just about to say, the way you describe it, it sounds like you have customers that come in that have become like family to you.
Oh, without a doubt. We have some long-term customers that come in for breakfast and lunch every day. It's amazing. It's really just amazing.
Right. And after you've been in business for 22 years, I'm sure you've seen some of these faces for a long, long time.
Oh, without a doubt. And the stories that we've had, three generations of families. I've had, kids coming in and getting celebrating their young birthday at 5 or 6 or 7. And then you see they're 18 and they're looking for a job and they're working for us. And now they're staying in the community. They have kids. Their kids are coming in. Remarkable.
That's
that is really, really great. Yeah. Let's get out and support Bluffington's Cafe in Lake Bluff today. Mixed Morning Mindbender. Top subjects. Parents want kids to continue to learn while home, yet it's difficult to teach them. The number one subject it's difficult to teach at home. Whip.
Math.
That's exactly right.
He's passionate about it.
Yeah, I'm very sorry. To a math
well,
teacher?
That's why. Yeah, there it just came right out. There. I'm like, I know this isn't easy. I don't envy the parents for sure. No doubt.
What's in at number two? 312-233-1019. Amy?
Good morning.
Hi, you say?
I say writing.
Writing, no. No, right. Let me see if writing makes a list. Writing. No, that doesn't come on there. Oddly enough. The most difficult to teach at home, Janice.
I would say English.
English, no. No. English would be tough, but I think teaching Spanish at home would be harder for me. I think I could teach English before Spanish.
But Italian you have down.
Italian, I got a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Not an issue. You know, somebody else is learning Italian. More on that in just a bit. Eddie, the most difficult to teach at home would be what?
Science.
Exactly right. Science is in at number two.
I forgot about that altogether.
Yeah, right behind math. Well, you know, math and science, some say go hand in hand
to
some degree.
True.
Yeah, to some degree they do.
Math and science. Eddie, you doing any at-home e-learning?
My kids, one's a junior in high school and the other one's a freshman in college.
Yeah.
And they're loving doing it and I'm not helping them much with that. They're pretty good with those two subjects.
You and I are living parallel lives, Eddie. I got a junior into college, too. Same thing. I am of no help whatsoever.
Yeah. And so they can do it themselves.
Yeah. That's what I keep saying. You can do it yourself. You should be fine.
Should be able to.
Melissa, recently you were lamenting how difficult it is to do the e-learning.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple times, actually, I think you've lamented that.
I really have.
What has been the most difficult subject?
Well, okay, subject-wise, I would probably say in our case it's reading and writing because my son Porter struggles with that. Uh-huh. That's like his difficult subject.
Right.
And I feel like the teacher for third grade wants the kids to write paragraphs, like full-blown, like 8-line paragraphs. So we really, it takes us a long time to get through that.
But it's difficult for him. But for you, is that the difficult one?
Yeah.
Or do you look at it and go, I don't understand this at all?
Oh, in that sense?
You see what I'm saying?
Oh,
you know,
I'm sorry.
Because a lot of people are talking about the fact how difficult e-learning is, and they'll go, you know what, it's 7th grade math. I can't do this.
No, it's...
I can't... I struggle to teach this to them.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, you know, it would definitely be math for me.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they are even
what
already...
what grade is he in?
Third!
All right, 3rd grade math. That's what I'm shooting for.
Terrible!
What other ones are the most difficult? 312-233-1019. We have one vote for 3rd grade math. You would like to vote for what as the most difficult? They say 77% of people say a math teacher should be paid more. What they say.
Good news for you, Whip.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm in that.
Because that's the hardest subject many people are saying. Maybe you disagree. Melissa has gone with 3rd grade math. And that's as we ask you what's the hardest, we're looking for specifics. Not just math or science, but like what grade that you're going through right now is the most brutal. Like what are you learning in 3rd grade math?
Oh, my gosh. They're already starting geometry.
Geometry.
Oh, so, I mean, they are jumping way ahead of the math than they did when we were in school.
See, you should stop saying they because it's really you now. You're starting geometry.
I know. It's like
Whip,
I have to learn it all
do you
over
do
again.
Any e-learning?
Yeah. You know, one specific thing, it brought me back to something I hated so much in school, which was Greek mythology. I never
what grade?
Could. Oh, well, my daughter's doing it in 6th grade right now.
6th grade Greek mythology.
I thought it was later. For some reason, it just never stuck with me at all. It's like I'm reading something that just doesn't click.
Maybe 8th grade Greek mythology would be easier, but 6th grade Greek mythology.
Tough.
That's a rough one. Your vote is for what? Hi, Charlie.
Hi.
Hi. What's the most difficult?
The most difficult is science, for sure.
Which science?
A physical science.
What grade?
3rd grade.
3rd grade physical science.
Mm.
Now, why do you say that?
Well, right now, so I'm a teacher, and so I'm actually getting ready to start my e-learning session here soon and trying to teach kids about push and pull forces in simple machines without actually having manipulatives to use with them. So trying to teach them that over the internet in a Zoom call is really hard.
You need a vision.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What was that?
Hello.
I am so sorry, Charlie. Normally, I'm really engaged, but that one knocked me right out. Ooh, yeah, I thought I took an Ambien during that. Wow.
Trying to teach volume without a scale is also not fun.
Yeah, that is not easy.
He's slapping himself awake.
That is unbelievable. Yeah. All right, thank you. Hi there, Jen.
Hi. I think the most difficult subject is fourth grade math.
Fourth grade.
They're starting to get into multiplication now and all that stuff, like really heavy into it.
Right.
And with all that new math stuff, it's not just, you know.
Why can't we just settle on a regular math? Why do we always have to make it new?
It's not fair that they did that, by the way.
I know.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. The old way was easier.
Nobody's making new science or new English.
It adds up to the same thing. Why do you got to change the method? Yeah.
See, Melissa, what you have to look forward to? You thought third grade math was bad. Jen will tell you, fourth grade math, it gets worse.
That's what I'm afraid of.
This goes on for a year. She's in big trouble, isn't she, Jen?
Yeah, it just keeps getting harder with math.
Right.
Oh, man. Yep. I'm so scared.
You better hope they get this fixed.
Shaking in my pants.
Get back to work. Harry Styles says that he is trying to learn Italian during the quarantine, but it sounds like he's stopped. It's way too difficult.
Yeah.
What is the new thing you're trying to learn? 312-233-1019. Here we go. Hi there, Rich.
Yeah, I've got a crack in my foundation in the basement leaking water. So I want to figure out how to seal that up without digging up everything outside.
That's a bold, bold move, Rich. I'd be scared. You're not scared?
Nah. I figure if it's already got water coming in, I can only make it worse.
There you go.
Okay, that's true.
You can only make it a complete flood. Yeah. Let's hope not.
The house don't fall when the bones are good.
That's true, too.
Fix the crack in the foundation as opposed to, you know, one of those commercials I see. And, of course, I see them all the time. Now I can't think of the company.
U.S. Waterproofing.
Yeah, U.S. Waterproofing. Yep.
Yeah, one of those.
The two big ones.
Together, I don't know.
What are you trying to learn, Kristen?
I am going to reupholster my dining room chairs.
Nice! Like, what does that mean? You're going to put cloth over them, or what?
No, I'm redoing the foam and everything. So I'm unhooking, like, all the staples, and then I bought a stapler and all the materials, and I'm going to do it.
Six weeks ago, Kristen, I had said to you, hey, you thought about reupholstering a chair, would you have said, no, you idiot, no way I'm doing that.
No, well, I've been wanting to do it for like 10 years now, I saw a YouTube video, and I'm just going to do it.
That's it. See, YouTube has made us all experts.
YouTube even has a commercial out now where they tout the fact that you can learn to do anything on YouTube. We figured that out already, though.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
You trying to learn something new?
I'm trying to learn Spanish right now.
Si, como no. Why have you decided to do that?
Spanish has always been something in my family, and I've just decided to try to learn it this time.
How are you going about doing that?
I'm using an app, and it's working pretty good so far.
That should
you
do
got
it.
A little Spanish for us?
Sure. Me llamo Mark.
That's all we need.
That's really all you need.
That's it.
You can wander around Mexico City right now without a care in the world. Just me llamo Mark and just keep waving. Just keep moving and waving. Attaboy, hold on. What are you trying to learn? You learning something new, Martellana?
Yes, I'm learning how to handstand.
Handstands. It's very popular on social media now. Everybody's handstanding.
Yeah, true.
Why did you decide handstands was the way to go for you?
I always wanted to do it, and because I have all the time in the world now, I decided to start doing it.
And how is it going?
It's pretty good. I've been doing it for a month now, and I already doing it on a wall, so I'm trying to do it without the wall.
Right. No. Yeah. When are you targeting? When do you think you'll go walls free?
Probably another month.
All right. The good news is you'll have the time.
Keep trying.
Weekend wrap up. Stories we haven't had an opportunity to get to until now. Kelly Clarkson's patience is being tested, she says, amid quarantine life and news of murder hornets.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Now, are they hornets or are they wasps? Are they bees? Are they? Because I've heard everything. I've heard them called everything.
I thought they were hornets. Yeah. They don't look like bees. That's for sure.
I feel like my patience and tolerance is being tested lately, and all I can say is I'm not thriving. Said Kelly Clarkson in an update. My stuff that's drying outside just flew away with the wind. Ha 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 ha. Over and over and over. She also wrote, oh dear Jesus. I'm officially saying goodbye to today and I'm going to start fresh tomorrow. the new problem in my life is murder hornets. Yeah. Although I feel like they were called something else.
Yeah,
no,
looks
I
like
think
hornets.
That's what, I think that's right.
2-inch long insect known as the murder hornet has made its way to the U.S. for the first time ever.
All right. That's good. Also, Kelly Clarkson is postponing her Las Vegas residency until 2021. In case you were looking forward to that.
Yeah, not surprised.
Camila Cabello, I mentioned her a second ago, is offered a chance to be in her next music video in the All In Challenge, which of course follows Shawn Mendes doing this exact thing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, remember he did last week, we said that he was doing it, and now she's like, yeah, I'll do that too.
Okay.
Which is a nice cause.
Sure.
So if you want to be in a Camila Cabello video, be the top bidder in the All In Challenge, and it will be yours. Remember J-Lo and Shakira at the halftime show of the Super Bowl back when life was more normal?
Yes.
Jennifer Lopez had to teach Shakira how to butt jiggle. It's been released in a new Super Bowl rehearsal video.
She had to teach
Shakira? I am shocked. Shakira didn't know how to butt jiggle, I guess, and so J-Lo had to teach her.
Okay.
I'm stunned by that
news.
Yeah,
I watched
well.
That video. Right. I mean, it comes pretty naturally to Shakira, but J-Lo's kind of giving her the pointers.
Here, Jennifer Lopez gives Shakira a shake that ass lesson. That's what she called it.
Mm-hmm.
During a private Super Bowl halftime rehearsal. I do it with my knees, J-Lo tells Shakira mid-gyration. If you shake your knees, your butt shakes with it. My mother taught me that when I was 4, which is way too much about the
Yeah, okay. All right, stop talking now, J-Lo.
Yeah, that's enough of that. Also, stop writing. Jessica Simpson's 8-year-old daughter, Maxwell, is now reading her tell-all memoir. I don't think that's a good idea.
No. How could it be?
Yeah, that is not a good idea at all.
Take that away from her.
They do it in their family. In Touch Weekly magazine says Jennifer Lawrence is allegedly on what she calls a comeback diet.
Oh.
A source says Lawrence was complaining that she's going back to work and is going to have to start watching her diet again while out to dinner with her husband, Cook Maroney, or picking up dinner, I guess. Mm-hmm. She said she was dreading it and that it's her least favorite part of the job, hence her panic over losing weight. So during the pandemic, she's been hunkered down, putting on the pounds, and realized, oh, my God, I got to go back to work.
That's hard.
Yeah, eating nothing but Taco Bell. Now I can make Taco Bell at home.
Good.
Taco Bell releases huge new do-it-yourself taco bar kits that can feed 6 people.
Whoa. Just in time for Cinco de Mayo.
Yep, the do-it-yourself taco bar is available. It's a meal that would drive people wild. The tacos come deconstructed with all the ingredients sealed separately, ready to feed a group of 6 for $25 roughly, depending on your location. 8 flour tortillas, 12 crunchy shells, 6 ounces of tortilla chips, beef, shredded lettuce, refried beans, nacho cheese sauce, cheddar cheese, diced tomato sour cream, and the life-saving hot sauce packets.
Good. I think I need some Taco Bell.
That's a good lead-in. Of course, tomorrow on our Facebook Live. It's not going to be tonight. Tomorrow it'll happen at 6 p.m., the Facebook Live cocktail hour that lasts 12 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be celebrating Cinco de Mayo.
Aye, 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 aye.
By doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Japanese Aquarium is asking public to video chat with their skittish eels.
Oh, the eels need some, like, socialization?
I guess. The Sumido Aquarium in Tokyo, which is home to about 300 spotted garden eels, say the ocean creatures have grown accustomed to the presence of humans peering into their tanks, but since the aquarium closed March 1, the eels have started to become more skittish.
Oh.
They need people pressing their faces against the tank looking at them.
Huh.
See, they do like when we do that.
I guess they do. Seems like the spotted garden eels are getting used to a non-human environment and have forgotten about people. When the staff pass in front of them, they start hiding in the sand.
Okay.
That's what I do, too.
Oh, okay, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. The facility announced it's holding a face-showing festival that began yesterday and runs through tomorrow for members of the public to use FaceTime to video conference with the eels. Screens are set up around the tank.
Okay.
So the eels can see you checking them out again.
I don't know.
Granny beats coronavirus, and now her coffin is for sale on Facebook. In the Facebook marketplace.
She doesn't
That's
need
nice.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That
That's
is
cool.
So twisted.
Yeah, so she got coronavirus. Her family's like, well, that's probably it for Grandma. Let's go buy a coffin. Lo and behold, she beats it. They're like, now what are we going to do with this coffin?
Right.
They're quite expensive.
Yeah. It's always about the cost with Melissa.
That's why
it's
they're selling it.
It's never about the morbid element of the bucket.
Well, it is morbid.
You know what that
but...
costs? Do you know how it made Grandma feel?
They got to get their money
it's
back.
It's a cost thing.
She's like, I'll show you who needs a coffin.
Yeah.
It's like
the
that.
Daily Star says a man from Shropshire, England, is selling a coffin on Facebook Marketplace because his grandmother beat the coronavirus and he didn't need it. And do you know how much those cost, regardless of what Grandma feels?
We promise it wasn't used.
The ad reads, my grandma didn't die, so we're selling the coffin we purchased last Thursday. It's 5'4" long and is in new condition. I would hope so.
Right.
My God.
So that one you can pick up for a bargain. Nope. I'll get you this story, Melissa, because I know you're always looking for a bargain.
I know. I am. I love a good bargain.
Get an early deal on a potential coffin down the road. Finally, this is a story you're seeing a lot of right now. Whip had talked about how Ryan Reynolds had talked to a bunch of graduating seniors at his high school.
That's right, up in Vancouver.
And you're seeing a lot of people doing virtual graduations.
Mm-hmm.
A Texas principal traveled 800 miles to visit every graduating senior.
What?
Yep.
You mean like totally went to each person's
went to all their houses totaling 800 miles when he was all said and done.
Wow.
Verdi Montgomery of Wiley High School spent more than 80 hours on the road over 12 days to meet the 612 members of the class of 2020. Mm-hmm. By the time he'd finished, Montgomery had logged more than 800 miles.
Nice.
I get emotional real easy with my kids, he told a local television station. I just didn't feel like I was doing enough. It just seemed like the right thing to do.
Wow.
Driving to see all of them. That's really, really nice.
Yeah.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.